as you've reported, there's a fire at, we believe, near to or at the assembly rooms in the centre of Derby. And at the present time, we have a number of fire units who are tackling the fire. And quite obviously, we've had to create a sterile area around the assembly rooms to make sure it's safe for the fire service to do their work. And at the present time, a number of fire units are attempting to get to the seat of the fire, which we believe is probably somewhere near the roof of the assembly rooms.
When it comes to the cordon, where exactly is it running? What roads are closed?
The road from the cockpit island to the assembly rooms through town past the casino, Corporation Street, from the top of Corporation Street from the bridge to the assembly rooms, and Derwent Street near the Silk Mill Public House to the assembly rooms, which creates a sort of a triple sterile area of roads to keep cars away. What we're trying to do is make the public turn around if possible, but we have officers on those various junctions and also road closure signs to make sure people keep away from that area.
This evolved at rush hour this evening for many people, and it has had an impact on the neighbouring roads as well. How quickly were you able to respond and get those road closures in place? Is that quite a well-practiced eventuality, if you like, when you're working with the fire service on an incident as big as this?
Absolutely. We work with a partnership on events and operations such as this. We practice, and also the road closures can get put in place very, very quickly. And quite obviously in the city centre, that's something that we need to do to make sure that there's a minimal impact on the people who want to get home, but also on the businesses around there. Get back to normality as quickly as we can, but make sure obviously that the fire is investigated and put out very quickly.